daddy. いきなり飲み込んだもの吐き出したり、生き物ってめんどくさい、生き物め、生き物どもめ、飛んだり泳いだり転がり落ちたり、そこらを這い回りまとわりついたり、背後に隠れたり何かに化けたり、
Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with Pom Pom Tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Bunny Whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
last drop seems like a long, long time. Maybe I should go back home. I sit and wait right by the phone, brain off the porcelain throne on my dirty, sticky floor. Some dirty, sticky floor. I hope no one can see me. The tin man says I'm doing fine. That line ain't gonna get me. See that gun right there, it's mine. I painted the face where I burnt the floor. Now the face become my devil's door. Laying in the back room on my dirty, sticky floor.
Something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I got an ache in my heart. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. What treatment should I start?
2, 3, 4, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you. 5 or 10 times a day, and then in no time, like magic, the pain will go away. Oh, I feel better already. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely, I cry. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you every hour or two, and then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel like me. Oh,
This is better than fine doc. Dr. Kildare. Dr. Casey. You're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you every morning and night. And then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel all right. Oh, Dr. Kildare.
Yes?
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
This is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Uh-huh. She feels better already.
It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Let's all sing God Bless America, okay?
God bless.
By the ghosts of dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts,
and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could ever be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde and stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper!
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals, and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health, and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy, or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 Eldiora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne at Train Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Link Bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Valencia.
Scratching at
Mustang has got me in a back in gear. And boy, this best some lousy game, 'cause ain't nobody here will take the blame. They tell me things will be better after a while if I'll hold my head up and try to smile. But brother, ain't this son crying shame when the price is jumping up and wages stay the same. I went down to the store for canned lock beans. Lord, such prices I ain't never seen. I just reached over on the shelf for a can. Got stamped three times on my poor old hand. The clerk said, son, now you move too slow. Well, the price has changed as you well might know. And the price you see now, it won't last. If you want that can better, grab it fast. I'd freight my car just to get the rebate, so all my bill collectors wouldn't have to wait. But with my luck, there just ain't no doubt, when I walk in, the deal would run out. Man, if I lived to be 110, and this thing called inflation rolls round again, I'll dig me a hole about 10 feet deep, then cover me up and go to sleep. Oh, dig me up when this mess is over.
Dine. And away we go on the hi-fi, your Wi-Fi, your hi-fi, your Wi-Fi. Dope, oh, electronics today. Oh, read the instructions. Oh, sharp-eyed Magoo, with a fine print. Let's see now. Plug preamp jack into amplifier input. You don't know that. Hang down, you don't. Oh, hand me the screwdriver, Waldo, you dear boy.
That's all right.
Amplifier connects to speaker.
Say on.
Quiet, Waldo. Why, the boy needs help. He's not well. Turntable connects to...
But on.
Don't disturb me, Waldo. That boy's been alone too much. Oh, a child could build this do-it-yourself hi-fi set. Let's see now. Put record on turntable and turn... Power switch!
Yeah, but unk!
Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music. What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, unk. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm. Non-detergent jazz. Cool, man. Cool. Well, now let's see. If I turn these wires around... Oh, blasted washing machine. What's the matter now? Well, I'll stick my head in and
Walking down into the water with her helmet.
It looks all right to me. Maybe this wire. Oh! 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 The, oh! Oh! Oh!
Your nose is lighting up, Unc. Yeah, must be the wrong wire. Try this one. You're wrong! That's corny!
Waldo, you poor boy. No appreciation of the finer things. You confuse the time you don't. The book says, turn base control for more bottom. Slowly. Turn treble knob for more eyes.
Gee, Unc, yeah, that's the most.
A wonderful reproduction. Magoo, you are a sound genius. Just like the book said, it must be the orthophonic curve.
The Marilyn who?
Oh, Waldo, you do need help. You are so sick. Listen. Enjoy.
Great Scott! Jukebox bass? It must be the speaker cabinet. Can't be the hi-fi set.
They're tearing down the building next door, Ron.
Well, I'll put a stop to that, Waldo. My identity can't do Magoo take steps in me. Hey, down there! Mind being quieter? Quiet, please! Quiet and quiet! Thank you. Oh! Oh, those eyes. Listen to those eyes. Oh, it must be around 30,000 cycles on the hi-fi cycle. Built for you. Now, who else but Magoo could hear 30,000 cycles? You can? Well, a hi-fi dough. Just a little joke, Fido. Just down, you beast. Your master's voice. Back on the paper. Waldo, listen to that frequency response.
Sure, Unc.
Yes. This was composed for me by Sir Adrian Boggs. Called it